From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. New York City's mayor bans all travel in New York as a major snowstorm lashes the East Coast. Mayor Bill de Blasio, that is, said at a morning news conference that the storm has exceeded expectations and residents need to be prepared for historic amounts of snow.
It's quite clear the math speaks for itself. This storm will surpass 20 inches accumulation in New York City.
He added that people who do not get off the roads could face arrest. All Broadway shows have been canceled and all bridges and tunnels in the city are officially closed. The storm seriously impacted the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions Saturday, with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing the Washington, D.C. area. Up to 85 million people are in the storm's path, and hundreds of thousands are without power. Secretary of State John Kerry says the parties to the International Syria Support Group have what he called clarity on how to proceed with the initial steps toward a political solution in Syria. Kerry said there was agreement that the group would meet immediately after the first round of UN-led Syria talks, which are next week in Geneva.
We're quite confident that there is a way to invite the various interested stakeholders in a way that provides for cohesion and an ability to be able to move the process forward.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process for Syria. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey after a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports, Biden said that both countries have made progress on a number of issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. The meeting comes ahead of next week's scheduled Syrian peace talks in Vienna. Biden, addressing reporters with Davutoğlu, stressed that diplomacy is not the only option for Washington in resolving the situation in Syria.
We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh.
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China. Khamenei told Chinese President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with what he called more independent countries like China because, in his words, Iranians never trusted the West. Xi is the first head of state of the six-country bloc that negotiated an historic nuclear deal that led to the lifting of international sanctions against Tehran to meet with Khamenei. He met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day at the president's residence. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says she believes Europe's refugee crisis is placing the continent's cherished Schengen zone at risk. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Lagarde said the swelling number of refugees in Europe has pushed the Schengen Agreement to a make-or-break point. The Schengen area is comprised of 26 European countries that have mutually decided to eliminate passport and immigration controls at their joint borders. That enables the citizens of the zone to travel internationally, that is, without any limitations. And an American student detained in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities is being described by his fellow travelers as a typical tourist. North Korea detained Otto Warmbier on Friday for unspecified hostile acts and was conducting an investigation. The 21-year-old University of Virginia student entered Pyongyang with the China-based Young Pioneers Tour Company, which regularly takes foreigners to North Korea. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.